Media Station Podcast. It's been a rough ride through these days of lockdown. Lekin I can't help but miss my commute time. I know you would be thinking, kaisi ajeeb ladki hai? Who on earth should miss the commute time with the bekar traffic? But come on, listening to music and thinking about your evening plans post-work, you know, during your commute is so much fun. But all that's off for a while. So this quarantine, many are stranded. Many long to take that next train back or next flight back home to be at ease with their loved ones. All these commutes have been forbidden. While it is extremely tough and testing, we can sit back, stay put, and plug into this podcast. On Agla Station this week, the spotlight is on Borivali. I am Priyanka Ganwani, and let's hop in. So you will see a massive pink board on the west side that says Borivali Station, straight taking you to platform number 3. It's definitely not like the other station so far. It's just bigger and spacious for a station. But you may have gotten here to reach the Sanjay Gandhi National Park, and SL World jaane ke liye yahi se jetty leni padti hai. I mean Borivali se. You know, my silly assumption is that whoever is traveling to and from Borivali is traveling a lot and is traveling far.
From Dahisar to Charni Road, 45 minutes going and coming. I catch the bus from Borivali while going home.
And of course, I meet another commuter, Sneha Sharma, and she describes her experience.
So I can describe it in like a few words. It's long hours, crowded, screaming women, no seat, and just very sweaty, I guess. That's how my travel lifestyle is from Borivali to my workplace. It has always been like that. The funniest thing is the way women fight in trains. Like, it will be like, I hate you. And the response will be, I mean, it will blow your minds away. It will be, I hate you too. I mean, you, like, tum kabhi usko mile nahi ho pehle. But aisa type ka feeling kaise ek person ke liye utke aata hai in trains, it's just, you know, amusing.
Now, Borivali Station is on the western line of the Mumbai Suburban Railway Network and is also an outbound station. Hence, agar kaam se bhagne ka man kar raha ho, which means if you're ever annoyed of the long travel from work and have a quick change of mind, you can set off to wherever you want. Sorry, not giving you any such bad ideas. But ek interesting cheez notice kiya maine. Ek kiosk hai, ek health ATM ka, dawaiyon ke liye, called YOLO, but it doesn't work. Anyway, so I get to speak to Rajendra Kelkar, author of books like Hall Station India, India's Railway Man, a biography of Dr. E. Sridharan, and a short history of Indian railways. He's also the transport editor at Midday Mumbai. So he tells us about the peculiarities of the station, the facilities, and more.
Speaking about facilities at stations, they are usually graded by the railways on the category of station that is present. So Borivali falls in A category, which has like a number of public amenities, but given the number of population, like it's about 2.87 lakh passengers every day using the station, so the facilities do fall short. The most peculiar thing about Borivali station, I think, are the platform that it has got lately. We'll be able to understand a bit of history here, because originally Borivali was meant to be a suburban station. It was in the late 90s that outstation trains started halting here in big numbers. So we had more trains coming, then we had a terminus, which means trains ended here and it had to go back. The local trains. So all these factors require more platforms. So more platforms, but in limited space. So they had to squeeze in those two new platforms in the limited space, leading to this peculiarity. Now it is leading to problems of commuters having to walk and take long treks to catch trains.
Rajendra also gives us a complete insight into the history of this station. Also turns out, Borivali has gone through some fun, peculiar name changes.
The railway station at Borivali has quite a glorious history. Before we come to the station per se, we should know something about the Western Railway. The Western Railway was originally called the Bombay Baroda and the Central India Railway. It came down from Surat, from a place called Uttan in Surat, to Grant Road. So originally Grant Road was the terminus. The first train came down on 28th of November 1864. In this timetable, there is no reference of Borivali. The first reference of Borivali we get in 1867. when the Western Railway started, or the BBCI Railway as it was called those days, started suburban trains between Grand Road and Virar. The station was spelled as Berewlwe, Borivli, Berewlwe, that's how you pronounce it, at about 18.34 miles from Grand Road. So that is the first reference that we get of Borivli station. The fares were quite interesting. It was about 1 rupee, 12 annas and 6 pais for first class between Grand Road and Borivli. For second class, it was just 14 annas and 3 pais. And for third class, they had 3 classes those days. It was just 6 pais and 6 annas. Station went on to become a main station because of the growing population. By 1896, trains on Western Railway had been extended to Colaba. And that's when Borivli started getting significance, because suburban trains were directly available between Colaba and Borivli. They used to go till Virar originally. And by 1899, we had about 4 trains plying every single day between Borivli and Colaba. The next reference of Borivli we get is in 1928. The first electric train of Western Railway, then called Bombay Baroda and Central India Railway, ran between Colaba and Borivli. The governor was on board the train. He got down at Andheri, of course, but Borivli played host to the first electric train.
So if by chance you're starving at the station, well, there are quite a few decent options. The Pradeep K tea stall at platform number 3 serves Nimbu Pani for just 5 bucks, samosa for 10 bucks and tea for, well, 5 bucks. But the chutney bhel is for 5 bucks and I think it was my favorite thing. And if you are a pav lover like me, you won't be able to get your eyes off that fresh fluffy pav. 2 bucks, that's all. I speak to someone working at the stalls to find out what is the most famous item here. Yahan pe log क्या खाने के लिए आते हैं?
ज्यादातर लोग यहाँ खाते हैं बड़ा समोसा रगड़ा,
हाँ,
और पाव.
So at all the 10 platforms, there are 2 eateries or food stalls each. And just walking a little ahead, there is Raghuvi Sharan tea stall, where vada pav is for 8 bucks. And if you're in for a wedge burger or a wedge roll, which costs 20 bucks, you are good to go. I've had the Limbu Pani fountain, which is what we Mumbaikers often need to cool off this heat. And if you thought ki only fine dining restaurants or fancy places played around with their menu, you are wrong. I discovered there's the Narendra Mehta food stall as I walked there. There's also the Kashmiri soda, which is tangy and sour but appetizing. So while I was trying all this, I was speaking to another commuter. And this is what her preferences are.
The Frankie and the Panipuri outside the station is really nice. Plus the bale vendors on the station, on the platform itself, they are also very nice. Like, it's really tasty. And you can make it very spicy as well.
And just as you walk out of the station, you'll find a dhabeli wala. Reminds me of school days. With the most crunchiest dhabeli ever. Oh my god, craving a dhabeli during lockdown is not good.
मैं मॉर्निंग 10 बजे चालू करता हूँ, रात को 10 बजे तक. 9-10 साल हो गया मेरे को यहाँ से दाबेली का धंधा लगा तो.
I have to tell you, this dhabeli is amazing and you gotta try it. This was it about Borivli station. Catch me for my next episode as I go to my agla station. Don't forget to write in with your station stories and probably what you miss about train commute. Drop in an email at hey@curlytales.com. Stay tuned.